22 minutes to 9. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We continue our focus on Women's Month, the month of August, and we have been running the hashtag RIYWomen, and there is a lot that you can pick up on that hashtag, and these discussions are also podcast on Radio Islam International's website. Now, our discussion so far has been about why are we finding women increasingly staying single, and we've done that discussion. We completed it yesterday. The next discussion is about women who prefer to stay in abusive relationships. Many times people can't understand it. She's in an abusive relationship, whether it's a physically abusive relationship or it's an emotionally abusive relationship. People say, but why is she still sticking with that guy? Why isn't she opting out? While opting out may be the right thing to do, the logical thing to do, the necessary thing to do, there are reasons why women don't do it. And you have to understand those reasons before you can understand what would be the best solution under those circumstances. Now, I'm going to use a similar format. I'm going to use a similar format to the one that we used for the previous discussion, where I'll go through some of the reasons first without really commenting on them. And then after we've mentioned the reasons, just to create an understanding of what are some of the reasons that women decide, that result in women deciding to stay within an abusive relationship. It does not mean that those are justified reasons. It just means that those are the reasons. You have to understand the problem first before you can understand the solution. And after that, we will start, you know, unpacking some of those reasons. Firstly, we need to understand that it's very difficult. It's very difficult for an outside person to understand why a person inside an abusive relationship makes the decisions that they make, especially the decision to stay within the relationship. Breaking up or walking out is not as clear-cut, as straightforward, as black and white as the person outside may be seeing it. The person outside may be saying, well, if he's lifted his hand on you, walk. For you, it may be very clear cut. It's a black and white issue. There's no gray area. He lifted his hand, walk. But for that woman, there are many other considerations that she takes into account. You may not agree, and you may not understand why she's making those considerations, but she is. And you need to understand why she's doing it, even if you don't agree with it. So there are many reasons why women stay in abusive relationships, and let's discuss some of them. The first, fear. Women have this fear. What will happen? What will happen financially? What will happen in terms of reputation? What will the community say? What will the society say? What will happen to the children? That is a very key thing. If I have to walk out of this abusive relationship, what will happen to my children? What if there is a long, drawn-out, protracted divorce case? I don't have the money that he has. Or I don't have the emotional strength for it. My children will be caught in the crossfire. My parents will come under scrutiny. My whole family will come under scrutiny. So there's this fear of what will happen if they decide to leave the relationship. That's one reason. Another reason, believing abuse is normal. Sometimes a woman may have grown up in her home, in a home where her own mother was abused. Her own grandmother was abused. Abuse was, normal. So they grow up, or those women have grown up thinking, well, for a man to hit his wife, or for a man to verbally abuse his wife, or emotionally abuse his wife, well, that's just how it is. They genuinely believe that. People outside may think, well, you know, how can they believe that? But they believe that because they have grown up in an environment where abuse was common. And they may not recognize that they are actually in an unhealthy relationship. The third thing is embarrassment. It's very difficult for a person to admit that they are being abused. Even to people who are close to them, like their own parents or their own siblings or their own friends, many times you would hear parents saying that, I didn't know, I don't understand why, my daughter didn't speak out, or why my sister didn't speak out. There was the fear of embarrassment. Then there's the element of low self-esteem, where they are the victims, but they actually blame themselves, and they don't blame the opposite party. They feel that the opposite party is constantly putting them down and blaming them for the abuse, and it can be easy for them to start developing a psyche that because of their low self-esteem, they feel, no, it's fine that my husband is doing this to me because I actually deserve it. I'm the one who provoked him, and I'm the one who did this, and I'm the one who did that. Then there's the element of love, that even though the husband may be abusing them, they still genuinely believe that they love that person, and they feel, well, love conquers all. In the end of the day, love is more important, and love is of greater priority. Then there's social pressure, peer pressure. I've spoken about that. If you live in a community where abuse is popular, it can be hard to come out and to say, you know what, this is happening to me and I think it should not happen to me. There may be the element of pregnancy. The woman at that time may be pregnant and she wouldn't want to opt out at that particular time. There are many other reasons which we will discuss tomorrow as well, inshallah, and then we will start unpacking some of them. But today, I just wanted to list a few of them as part of our first discussion as to why women choose to stay within abusive relationships. It's 17 minutes to 9. A quick break when we come back. The weekly edition of the Cape Report with Tisney Menace.